With help from the prisoner advocacy group called the Innocence Project and a DNA analysis, a Philadelphia man has been released from prison after spending more than 2 decades there for crimes he says he didn't commit. And his exoneration has cast doubt on a number of other cases in Philadelphia that advocates say may also involve inmates who were wrongfully convicted. Bobby Allen from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Wearing a blue shirt and a black blazer, Tony Wright paused before speaking to reporters after he was released. He got choked up, contemplating a quarter century of confinement.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, 25 years, man.
The Innocence Project, a national group that works to clear the wrongfully convicted, convinced a judge to order DNA tests on the clothing police said Wright was wearing when his 77-year-old neighbor was raped and murdered in 1991. The DNA evidence implicated another man who is now deceased.
When the DNA results came back and said that I wasn't the guy, I didn't care what happened after that. The world knows that I was innocent of this crime for which I was accused and charged and convicted of.
Instead of releasing him, local prosecutors put Wright on trial again, saying he may have still been an accomplice to the murder. It is the only time since the Innocence Project was founded in 1992 that prosecutors decided to retry an inmate after DNA evidence pointed to another suspect. And the jury didn't buy it. Grace Greco was the forewoman.
I almost felt that I knew Tony personally as I was listening to the evidence for the last 2 weeks. You know, I just felt like it was, I can't even put it into words. It just was overwhelming.
The Innocence Project says Wright is the 344th inmate in the country to be freed after being wrongfully convicted, and the fifth so far this year. Its founder, Peter Neufeld, says Wright will have to file a civil lawsuit to recover damages. That's because Pennsylvania law doesn't require that exonerated inmates be compensated. While he thinks that over, Wright will be adjusting to a society that's changed a lot since 1991.
It's going to take Tony many, many years to try and recover from this. And quite honestly, based on my experience with other exonerees, they never fully recover. It is a nightmare that will live with them until the day they die.
But Wright has a perspective that's far less grim. One of the first things he did when he walked out of the prison cell, asked his legal team for a sweet treat.
They got me the best piece of cheesecake. I think it was a vanilla cream. It was unbelievable, man. I was eating so much, they had to take it away from me.
The retired homicide detectives who interrogated Wright before he was charged helped prosecute dozens of murder suspects in the 1990s. Defense attorney Marissa Bluestein says a handful of other cases those detectives worked on are being closely examined now by the Pennsylvania Innocence Project. Bluestein says she hopes prosecutors also give them a hard look.
From our perspective, justice is justice. And no matter how long it takes to get there, we would hope that any right-minded district attorney who is interested in justice would do exactly that.
A spokesman for the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office says it will investigate any, quote, specific evidence of misconduct lodged at police detectives. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.